What's up, everybody? You are watching the after show for Growing Up Hip Hop. Now, Angela and Romeo are looking for a house. Egypt is having game night. And of course, Dame is blaming Pep for Boogie. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, Game of Thrones.
You give me real pose.
You know. Watch those after show too, okay?
Welcome, everybody. What's up? You are watching the Grown Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. And on this episode, it's Game of Thrones. Now, we are joined by a full panel tonight. Yes! Hip, hooray! So, sitting next to me is my girl, Felicia Michelle. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And our two newbies, we have Jay Lamar.
Yes! Mm-hmm.
And Jamie on the end.
How you doing?
Now, everybody, I have to start it off. What are our overall thoughts on this episode?
I would just say a lot of them tried it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my
mood. A lot of tea and a lot of shade.
It was a very shady place.
Situation.
And I enjoyed all of it.
I did too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was good. So let's kick it up here with Angela and Romeo looking for this house.
Yeah! I'm excited.
It was cute, right?
I guess.
I hope they become a thing, like in real life.
They're cute, though. I would ship it.
I would vote for it.
I'm here for it.
Because it's Romeo. Romeo is fine, you know. Yes. And Angela, she's beautiful. She's been through a lot. So it's like, everyone deserves love, so.
And I think the way, like, he talks to her, the way he looks at her.
I
get it. We talked about this. I think that he's trolling us. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's an actor. I do think that they're really, really good friends, though. I think that chemistry is genuine, but whether they want to be together, if they really wanted to be together, they would have been together. When did this show start?
I don't know.
Can we pretend, though? Like, once it's on TV, can we just pretend like they're, like, working it out, please?
They're pretending, so why can't we? I do feel, though, that, like, you never know. Like, when you're best friends with somebody, you can't really put a time limit, a time stamp on, like, when they might be together. Yeah, sure. And, you know, I think when you know when you're falling for your best friend,
it's a little awkward. And you can definitely tell.
You could tell that he has, like, care and concern for her.
Even her baby asked about the baby, that's so sweet.
I think she's saying that she's gonna say the prayer that Sierra is doing, and then, you know, she'll be all right.
Let me tell you something. Shady boots.
If I was Angela, any man to ask, he asked about my child.
Right, my name.
He loved me and my baby.
Right,
he loved us.
It's funny that you say that, though, Jamie, because she talks about it when she says, like, I'm just praying for the right guy to come along. I'm just waiting on God, and her being disappointed in that she had a child out of wedlock when she had made a promise to God. So you bring that.
So she probably is
faithfully saying some prayers similar to the ones that Sierra said, but Sierra, I need the exact
verbatim. DM me, honey. Yes. At Sierra.
Verb from verb. Mm-hmm. Action from action. I need everything.
Thank you. Pause. Yes. Give me the oil, the sage, whatever you got.
The water you drinking.
Yes. Yes.
Sierra, are we looking for
the mouthwash you use? Mm-hmm. Whatever you have.
If she could just duplicate Russell for me.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. He is tall.
Yeah,
it's strong.
So
well,
I love
6'1"
and up.
That's exactly.
Anyway, growing up hip hop.
Growing up.
So,
I'm gonna fan. Sorry.
Listen, we got you.
Thank you. Oh, there we go.
After Buzz is always looking out.
Gone on the Wind Fabulous. Yes.
Yeah. And that little curl blue too.
Yes. It's like.
I can't with you guys. But I hope that Angela really does find someone to be with. And it would be nice if it's Romeo, but just like back in the Dizzy, I wrote down Team Romeo or Team Bow Wow.
Yes.
On my notes.
Girl.
Is that what you have on your notes?
Yes. Yes.
She said, like, she can't escape those two.
She needs to leave Shad alone. I know he doesn't want to be called Bow Wow anymore. You know, I don't know what he wants anymore, but I think she just leave Shad.
Snoop Dogg called him Bow Wow, so I'm gonna call him Bow Wow.
Okay.
Little Bow Wow.
I dropped the low for him, but it's like Bow Wow.
He's just Bow Wow. But yeah, just go with Romeo.
He's not mentally stable, I don't think.
No,
for her situation.
And he But they both have children, so that's why I'm like, that's he needs to be a little bit more responsible, yeah. you know?
But that could be a point in which they can connect to each other, mm-mm. that they're parents.
No. You need to be equally yoked, not on a negative side, but on a positive side. You know?
I see more Romeo. I'm voting Romeo.
You're going to vote Romeo?
Their chemistry was there. He's just a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. You can tell.
I'm not team Bow Wow. I'm just like, just throwing a question out there. I'm not anybody's team. I'm team Angela.
Facts.
Team Angela and SJ. So I asked about her child, too.
Such a cute baby.
He's adorable. He's a baby. He looks just like her.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, we also saw in this episode, too, that Romeo does a little charity work. He does his own little vision to learn with him and Master P, where they give out glasses to kids, underprivileged kids. So that was a cute little thing. I've so like seen that.
That's a whole, those husband qualities.
Yeah, right. Thank you. That's what I have on my list. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You want Romeo for you or for Angela?
For me. Angela, hey, girl. Invite me to the next cookout.
Jamie, I'll see you outside the studio.
I'll see you at Orlando.
We talked about this.
Listen, he's already having a love triangle, so he might just do the same thing with
us. Let's just be in the octagon.
Okay. There we go.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Yes, geometry.
We're doing a whole polygamy situation.
I'm saying.
Why not on tonight?
No, I am not polyamorous.
Yeah, I'm monogamous.
These,
it's a lot of
these are just jokes.
Yeah. That makes one of us.
Yes. And we are, oh, come on, snort.
We got
come
you.
On, snort.
We got
you. You know it's real. Lord. And then we also see that Romeo invited Angela to Orlando.
Yes.
Like, come on and sit with me courtside. Just shop with me in Miami. We could do whatever. Just all of Florida. Let's travel.
Wasn't the charity event in Orlando, too?
Yeah.
So he was already there with his dad doing these charity. So, he's like, wants her to come and be a part of that. That, I think, really speaks volumes. It's not like, come on a date with me, I want to take you to a concert or on vacation. It's like, no, I want you to see the things I'm doing in my regular life, a place I go.
That made your knees buckle.
Yes.
What made my knees buckle was shopping and courtside.
Right. With the black card, okay.
You said shopping and courtside. Well, I'll be there. I'm packed.
You know I keep a bag on standby,
right? I'll take a red eye, whatever you got. Okay.
You said we're going tomorrow?
I got my carry-on. No extra charge. Be good.
I thought it was sweet.
Okay.
I thought it was super sweet, though.
It was. Oh, you're more realistic. Adorable. I'm sorry. I'm more materialistic. Okay.
Materialistic.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know my listic. Okay.
Know y'all listic.
All the listics.
Right. Write your listic in the comment section below.
Thank you. Yes.
Whatever your listics are.
And live chat. Where y'all at?
Yeah, we in a live chat, y'all.
Oh, cool. All right. Put your listic in there if you've got a listic.
Please do. Now, let's move on to another couple who I'm still not feeling. Egypt and Sam.
Trifling
Sam.
Uber driver.
Good for nothing type car. Of Uber driver. Mm-hmm.
Silly me, why haven't I
found another? A baller.
Romeo.
Oh,
you did play basketball back in the day.
Okay. I did that.
You did.
Yes.
Romeo, are you watching?
Hey.
At Jimmy Gray.
If he is what? Hey. I'm Howard the Third. Okay.
I'm just here to support my friend.
Y'all take a sip. This is the thirstiest panel. We need to all have a sip of our beverages.
I got you.
I ain't say nothing.
Your instinct did. I love you.
Well,
Sam. Okay. Sam, right?
Bam.
So it's like, don't you kind of feel like, I feel like I'm in a Dr. Phil episode where like there's two sides of the story and they're so varied and so completely different. Because on one end, TT and Troy, I'm gonna just call them Messy Boots.
Okay.
TT and Messy Boots and are saying one thing, and then she's speaking up and advocating for herself, and her mom is agreeing with her and saying something totally different. So you kind of don't know what perspective to take on it. Because he does have two kids. He's 24. Mm-hmm. He's a little older than her. That doesn't necessarily equal that he's a bad partner or a bad person. He could just not have as much. She's very fortunate.
I wouldn't want my daughter or my sister.
Thank you.
To date somebody that, you know, has those type of responsibilities. And we don't know if he's taking care of his children or not.
Well,
But financially, you can't. And then your mother has to buy him a vehicle so that he can
make money.
Right.
That's crazy.
No.
You know what? And it's just, okay, first of all, she's young. Like, a lot of times when we're young, you know, we think we know everything. And we think, you know, you start thinking about the house you want and, you know, the kind of lifestyle you want. But clearly, if he's not showing the signs, nip it in the bud. You want someone who's equally yoked.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I kind of thought you were going to say, like, when you're young, you're more willing to compromise on things. You're so more,
willing
to let it
go. You know who said compromise? You make excuses.
Yes.
But I definitely,
I agree with that.
I think Pep did the wrong thing by buying him a car and
why would you do that?
And making him work, because now like those type of things, she's going to like her next man, because this relationship may not last her whole life.
Yeah, sure,
but
yeah.
Her next man, you know, she's going to be like, okay, well, he doesn't have these skills and qualities, so let me buy you, or let me help you get those skills and qualities.
My mom will buy you something.
Yeah. Like, you know, you can't buy hustle. Like, you can't buy hustle. You can't buy ambition or drive. And if he was, like, my mom shouldn't have to do that. First off, my mother would never, like, never consider it past her mind to do something like that.
So, I wouldn't allow her to.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with my mom doing that either. Like, she could buy me a car.
Rich people problems.
You could still buy me a car. So she could buy me a car. But, I mean, like, my dude, that's kind of...
I think
that's tacky.
It is tacky. The older you get, the more you value yourself.
Yes.
And you have those expectations, because I think that the 30-year-old her would not have dated a man that had 2 kids and no form of employment.
2 kids.
Or no vehicle. Because that means you ain't had no car. Pep had to buy you a car. Yes. You ain't got no car. So you got 2 kids, no car, and no job.
Right.
And you sleeping where?
Thank you.
And you said you're going to do what to who?
Apparently, did y'all catch how she said, Egypt said, I have to pay rent? I don't think he's paying rent at all, honestly.
And what does she mean she has to? That's what adults do, hun.
Exactly. Like, but to me, that set up when she was like, oh, all the things. I have to pay rent.
So what is he doing?
What are you doing?
What are kids at?
With their moms. Plural. They're two different moms. But one thing, though, Egypt did advocate for herself, because she was saying, I read my mom's book last season, that whole thing, you know, or I think many seasons before that. She read her mom's book and about her mom's domestic violence situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, I know someone mistreats me. I shouldn't do that. But I think that she's kind of misinterpreting
points. Like, what y'all think of the whole B-roll where she was like, reading, she was like,
Well,
and I'm like, so did y'all say, okay, honey, so sit on the couch or sit on the sofa, whatever it's called, and read the book and just give us reactions. Like, really? You didn't already read it?
And that season, they were actually trying to hide the book from her. That was the whole storyline with that. But I do think that she was affected by it, because she was reading about domestic abuse of her mother by her father.
Yeah.
So I do think that was a disturbing genuine reaction.
So her form of mistreatment is...
Yeah, how she categorizes abuse. That. She's thinking it's verbal abuse.
And situation. She doesn't categorize it as you can't afford to go half on rent.
Right.
You're abusing me.
There's all
poor.
Sorts of abuse, though.
I'm not saying... Well, abuse is a big thing. Yes. But I'm saying, like, that's why I said mistreatment.
Yeah.
Because she feels as though mistreatment is, you know... you hitting me or you doing something like that to attack me.
There's levels to mistreatment. Yeah.
And mistreatment is having me hustle by myself.
Yeah.
Having me figure out these bills by myself. And then you're older than me?
Yeah. That's a turn off.
That is a turn off. But at that age, you don't. You just want a man in your bed.
Exactly.
Somebody
to the movie. Take
him
to
the movie.
Hang out with me.
Take me to Red Lobster. As you get older,
you know,
Red Lobster
like the
don't
cheddar, babe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, honey, I'm older now.
You're older now.
I'm older now. Take me to Paris, because I like the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
Red Lobster Biscuits was 18. 30 is
I think she doesn't
Paris.
Recognize the sign. There's always like a little bit of like laundry on the field when you're dating somebody, and when they're answering questions for you. Like, I'm a very vocal person, so if someone were to answer a question for me, it would set like a thing off in my head, like, wait, why are you answering for me? And like, why are you changing? Even the sound of her music has changed, because she went from like kind of popish to now she's the next Lauryn Hill. I ain't never gonna get over that. Sorry, guys. I'm gonna bring it up again, probably.
It's like, who are you?
Well, Pep is setting the tone for this relationship as well. Not only by buying him a car, but look at the relationship that she's in.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
You know, this younger man, was he her bodyguard or something at one point in time? He was somebody's husband. Like, she's setting the tone. You're showing your daughter that it's okay for you to steal somebody's husband, or it's okay for you to date somebody that is not on your level.
Settle. Can we say allegedly stole somebody's husband?
Okay, allegedly stole
somebody's husband.
No,
yeah.
That's what it said on Instagram is facts.
Oh,
Bible.
Yes. Shea Room, you are absolutely
Instagram
right.
Instagram and Shea Room is
we're
Bible.
We're
going to
talk about this more during news and gossip, though. We're going to talk about this more during news and gossip, for sure. I'll reserve it. Let's make a mental note.
Yes,
for sure.
So we also saw that Egypt got her little workout in with her cousin TT, who I'm still a little on the fence with. I don't know.
Huh? TT?
Yeah.
I like TT.
You like her?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's still kind of messy boots.
I enjoy her bangs. This episode.
Clip them out. Clip them back in.
I love her bangs.
I'm all the way down.
I love a bang.
I love a bang.
A good bang. A fringe.
Yeah.
A little wispy.
Her stomach is super flat.
super flat.
She has a nice body.
Yes. Yeah. Rocking body. Mm-hmm.
The abs.
And I feel like she brings a little mess to the table, and I enjoy it.
It's like the way she does it. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so I love Brianna because she just puts it out there. This is what it is. And you know what? If you don't like it, I do. I like that about her, that she's very direct.
Brianna?
I do like that about her.
Is Mary J. Blige still paying child support for her?
She's not a child, so I don't know.
Did you read the agreement? The agreement. Her daddy was asking for money for his children. And Brianna,
that's how Ken Don't is. That's his name is Ken Don't. Not allegedly.
Mm-hmm. I knew he was asking for sponsor support, but I didn't know.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Check your Instagram.
Check your facts, y'all. Check your teeth. Check your facts.
Your facts. We got facts over here. Mm-hmm.
That's why Brianna likes sitting in the house.
Yep.
Because being paid for by my girl.
But what I was saying was that I do like her because she puts it all out there. With TT, it's like she kind of like connives a little bit. Yeah. Like she kind of pushes her issues. Yeah. And mm-hmm. she tries to make it mm-hmm. say, I just wanted to sit down and talk to you because I just wanted to like get this on the table because I think this is an issue that's really important. And all she like kind of pushes her ideas on people. Like we saw her push her idea on Pep with the whole thing about Sam and even.
Wait, doesn't she have a crush on Romeo?
Doesn't
that's everybody have saying? A crush on Romeo? Yeah. Allegedly. At this table, show.
But listen. I think that's your underlining issue with TT. Because she has a crush on Romeo.
No, that's Brianna's underlying issue. My overlying issue.
TT, you should come here.
I would love for TT to come.
Yeah. Or Romeo. Actually, all three of y'all. Angela, too.
You know what?
Or just everybody.
Yeah.
Just everybody.
We all could fit up in here.
We really could. We got a whole bunch of seats, y'all.
Come join us.
Well, we also see at the workout little session here that they were planning a game night. Everybody to get together, and we saw a few people just respond back, no, I can't. Like, Angela, I have other plans. Brianna just straight up said no, and I'm just done with it.
Does Angela, like, does she ever kick it with them the same way?
No.
It has to be one-on-one.
Wait, because she was in New York at the beginning of the season, though. So this is the first episode that she's lived in LA that we've seen her in. So I'm going to give her to the next episode, but I kind of think she doesn't really involve herself.
She's on her own vibe,
Unless it's tonight, it was each of an Angela at lunch, or it's always Angela and Romeo or Angela and something. Vanessa, it has to be
so
one.
Angela is pulling a Kim Zolciak.
Baby.
Well, she's the star power of that, so I think like producers say like you.
Privilege.
Yeah. If you don't want to do that, you know.
She is EP,
So you call the shots. Pay the cost to be the boss. You
just
do
what
you gotta do. That's that shawny stuff. I don't like that.
So let's get to this crazy game night. It looked like a few people, Jamaican theme. Yes. We were all just having a good time.
Champagne palm.
Some oxtail.
Wait, can I say one thing about that I caught?
After the show?
I love oxtail. But can I say one thing about that workout scene? When TT like pressed Egypt about being on birth control, like make sure not your birth control. Didn't that sound like your mom when you went to college? Like, make sure that you're good. Like, don't
let anybody touch your birth control.
But my whole thing was hashtag team vacant womb. Like, I'm putting it on Instagram.
Vacant womb.
Hashtag team no Mother's Day. Hashtag
no. No drama.
Hashtag
my ovaries don't work.
Flat tummy.
But I appreciate that because she kept it real with her. I liked it in that moment. She was like, "You tell me that you know you're pregnant." What'd she say?
We're going to Planned Parenthood.
I
thought she was going to say Plan B. I'm like, there's other methods. I'm like, girl, what are you? What year is it?
She jumped the gun.
Jumped on
that. Yeah, I was like Planned Parenthood. I'm surprised they even showed that scene.
Right.
You know, especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, just get Plan B at Walgreens. Not that I've done it or anything. I'm just saying.
Lord Jesus.
But yeah, so this party was everything.
Party was everything.
Game night.
It was all.
It's going to be everything.
It was everything. No.
The food was cold.
She said there's a microwave over there if y'all want to heat the food up.
They want to heat the food up.
I hope that you have a microwave in this big old house.
Why you ain't got the burners underneath the pan?
Yeah, it was extra.
What is it called? Sternos. The sternos.
It looked kind of dry at that party.
Pep just bought that $2.7 million home.
Right.
That's why she ain't got the money for the
burners. I can't imagine that there's good Jamaican food on the West Coast. I can't imagine that Jamaican food is good on the West Coast.
You ever had it?
It's good.
I mean, I'm from the East Coast, so there's like more.
I get it.
Try Weeby Jammin'.
Okay, I'm gonna try it.
And Aki and Bamboo. Okay. Yeah, they're really good.
Hold on, they're not sponsoring us, so.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, though.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, appreciate that. But the food just looked kind of dry. But I liked the theme. Like, it was like Jamaica. Yeah. It was like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But the heat came from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't under the pots. It was.
Dame.
From somebody else.
Dame and Pep setting it off here. They had a little showdown in the kitchen. I don't even really know why Pep... I feel like Pep took it to a whole nother level. Because Dame did say, I do blame you for pretty much kicking off with Boogie. Mm-hmm. He came to your party. You're the reason why pretty much he was drinking. Mm-hmm. Which I think that's a lot to put on somebody after one shot.
I think it was that just how it was delivered.
Okay. Right? Okay.
I think
it was an audience.
An audience. Because to me, I mean, when you defend your child, like, it's a different situation. But I felt like he should have parent to parent, friend to friend.
Yes.
Like, let's sit down. I want to tell you, like, please, if you see my child, don't buy my child any liquor or give my child any liquor. I don't think he should have did that in a group setting like that because it really caught Pep off guard. Because
totally
she like,
off guard.
Wait a
and she was already litty a little bit. Y'all was already like, what?
Exactly.
Like, she was already where she wanted
and
to
you
be.
May, don't. And don't call home, me so. Out in my house while you eat my food that I bought.
And y'all
cold
are
or not.
But
cold
you're calling out your whole son, though.
You eating it.
You
eat
my temperature food.
Cold or not.
No, but and it's like y'all are the two older, y'all the adults in this situation. And everyone else is kind of kids. It's kind of like if your mom and your auntie start talking about some stuff in front of you, and you're just like, it's not my place to be in this
situation. Well, everybody did kind of fall back.
Everybody was all quiet. Like,
I think they didn't know where the bullets were going
to
fly, and so they didn't want no one to speak up and say anything, and they didn't want to disrespect either one of them.
But I don't think he should have brought it to her
at the party.
Maybe it was like an accident. Maybe because he addressed the group in general first. They asked about Boogie, and then he like said, "If any of y'all don't give it to him," and then Pep kind of like just being Pep and being Liddy said something, and then because it was already in his mind, he already had mentioned it previously.
Exactly.
Another scene,
right?
It's just he said it. I don't think that it was like. He had planned to say it.
But my thing,
he did.
He could have wheeled that back, though.
Yeah.
I think
especially with Dame's antics before. You know who he is.
Yeah, and then he said it before he got there. Well, when he got the text from his daughter. Like, he was there, I'm going.
He knew what he was about to do.
I'm going to check the situation.
Yeah.
Right.
He said, I'm going to drop her off and address Pep.
Yeah.
Those were his only two things. Drop off his daughter and address Pep. He knew what he was doing.
He came in ready.
But did Pep already know about, like, Boogie's addiction and all that?
Well, she knew about it seemed like what she said was she knew about the DUIs. Mm-hmm. So her thing was, I was trying to take care of this and tell him that you're good. I'll make sure you get home safely, like, your transportation. I don't think she understood the full...
Yeah. How intense
situation
it was.
Of or you know of his.
Well, Pep is like the cool mom.
Yeah,
right.
So but she's also like, not her child.
I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
I was just thinking that too.
She's like the cool mom, the cool aunt that allowed you to drink at 17, 18.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, her daughter wasn't drinking, and you know she's what 19 or something.
Not that we know it, but she did say, "I'm not drinking tonight."
Tonight,
and she was like, "Oh, I can drink soda. I'm not going to drink
that."
Put the camera down real quick.
Just
put it down.
Or take that to the bathroom.
I'd rather you do it in the house.
TT bought her a cup.
I'd just rather you do it in the house.
Yes, come on, me girls. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I mean, the whole party.
Okay, I'm going to be on Team Dame. I'm just going to pick a side. Because I would understand. If I were a parent, I would be livid. Like, it might be irrational, but like, my son is doing something that's detrimental to his life. Like, he could lose his life.
The conversation
but he is a grown man.
Did you see?
He is a grown man. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's a grown man. That's one. Mm-hmm. Two, Pep is not his mother. Mm-hmm. Three, he knows what he's been through before. So I get it. He has an addiction. He has a disease. But I'm sorry. You need to start taking responsibility for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, as a parent, you never become... not attached to your child.
I get that.
No matter what.
Well, then talk to Pep about it. Say, Pep, hey, this is what's going on. Text her, call her, beep her.
Yes.
How you want to reach her? Do that. That way she knows.
I give him like a pass because when you're dealing with, you know, when you're a parent and you're dealing with the issue of your child, anything can send you into like trigger or defense mode. And I mean, we never know. Like anytime that he pick up a cup and he drinks himself, he's probably thinking, am I to blame? Did my child, did Boogie see me drink maybe too much as a child and now he picked up that trait?
Yeah.
Right.
So we never know. Like something could have triggered him off and he just shouted it out at Pep.
And what we didn't get to see, and why I thought we were going to be able to see him really mad at you guys, we TV. But that video. So it was like, we can only assume that he was unresponsive, that he was in, like, he talks about having to pick him up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So I can see why he's pissed off if he feels like at that moment when Pep gave him that shot and that started him back in a negative downward spiral.
Yeah.
And now we're at the point where I'm getting videos. I have to pick my son up at a certain time. Guess what? I don't really care about your feelings. I don't really care about when it's a good time to address it. Mm-hmm. I'm mad. Mm-hmm. I'm pissed off because anger is a secondary emotion. Mm-hmm. He's hurt. I would be pissed off.
It takes me back, I think, to episode one when he was in the kitchen with Dane. Boogie was in the kitchen with Dane and his sister. Mm-hmm. And Dane asked him to apologize. Well, basically, are you going to apologize for bringing the drugs in the house or whatever? Mm-hmm. And I knew then that his... this situation was not done.
Yeah.
Because when he apologized to Dane, it was like, I'm sorry that I brought that in the house. Like, my bad. But it was more so like, I'm sorry I got caught.
Yeah.
Not I'm sorry and I'm willing to change.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that, like you said, he has to take responsibility for his actions because he is an adult.
Yeah.
But I don't think at this particular time that he's ready to...
He's not in the mental capacity to make decisions that are for his best
interest. Just doesn't care.
He doesn't
Even care. Brianna was like, you're full of it. Like, you don't care.
Mm-hmm. He lied straight to her face. Yeah. In the very beginning of the episode, he lied straight to her face. I haven't drank at all. I go to work every day. I get up and I go to the farm. I said he goes to the farm every day.
Right.
Are we mad at Dane for spilling all the beans, though? Because he's just straight up told everybody he hasn't been to work. He's still drinking. He's pretty much an alcoholic.
No.
In front of your friends, your peers.
That's what I was thinking.
I want my child's friends to know, look, this is where he lying to you.
Yeah.
Hold him responsible.
Yeah.
Like, okay. He needs to be held responsible from his entire community, his entire circle.
Now, is it different, though? Because you know what, black folk?
Yeah.
We don't like to talk about certain things.
Right.
Some things should be kept for the family.
That's what I'm thinking. I think we're here on that. But then what Jay Lamar is saying, I'm like, I get his point too. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I think he's feeling like he's running out of options.
Yeah,
so right. He's like, this is what I got to do. So deal with it.
I think with an issue like this, it's hard to keep it in the house.
In the house.
As you know, as we were brought up, you keep things in the house.
Mm-hmm. What happens in this house stays in this house.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I think this is an issue that's hard. It's hard to keep in the house because it affects.
Yeah.
Everybody around him.
I applaud Dame for that because a lot of parents in general, regardless of color, culture, have a hard time admitting when their kids have a problem.
Yeah.
And actively doing something about it. Like, he's like, what are you on? Like, what pills are you on? Like, he's like, knows about this drug. Like, he knows what it does. Like, he's educated himself. He's like, you need to go to rehab. Like, he's not just like, you need to stop that, you know, or getting upset or cussing him out. He's like, you need to go to rehab. You need to get help. You need to stop doing that. Like, mm-hmm. he's stepping up and actively saying it. And how many people in hip hop really say, don't do drugs?
And that's another thing I was thinking, because just like with our society, and just like with rap lyrics, like that's all people talk about is lean and drugs. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I feel like people are just so desensitized to it, so they're just like, who cares? Everybody does it.
It's almost like you don't do.
Right, yes. Exactly.
You get funny. Oh, so you mm-hmm. don't smoke? Oh, so you don't
so
drink?
So you can't hang.
Oh,
right.
No.
Yeah.
Like, you want a water?
Yeah.
Yes, that's how I keep my skin clear. Yes, I would like a water. Another thing, too, is that he said it helps him to, it helps Boogie to focus or be creative in the studio, which it really was disheartening as a person who considers himself to be creative. Like, I don't feel like I need that substance.
It's a natural thing.
I understand being under the influence and it kind of giving you a little bit more confidence
that little tweak
in what you, you know, bring to the table or how you express yourself.
But that's crazy.
But to create art all the time like that.
Exactly.
And that's is it good art?
Because
I'm going to need for you to progress if you about to, you know.
Exactly.
It's like, interesting you say that because you think about, okay, if he wrote that song, a hit, if he wrote a hit, Grammy Award winning hit, you think every time that he performs that hit because he wrote it under the influence, every time he's going to perform it, mm-hmm. he's going to be under the influence. Imagine like a Cardi B situation. When Bodak Yellow came out, that was a song for the year.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. she performed that.
It's my song for life.
Me too. Shout out Cardi B, lady girl. But she performed that song 5, 6, 7 times a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So imagine it having a hit like that and it took something, a drug, to give you that extra boost of confidence, as you said.
Yeah.
And now, every time you perform, you need that extra boost of confidence.
Yeah.
So now you have to do that drug 5 times a week.
Well, then it gets even harder.
And it gets harder.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you pile that pressure that you're putting on yourself.
And then how did that situation end?
Mm-hmm. Not well. I hope that Boogie's ends better.
I pray so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like him being in Vegas. We found out tonight because I understand you're trying to get better, but Vegas to me is that point where there's liquor. There's 24-hour liquor stores. There's now, you know, dispensaries.
Thank you. I was like,
Vegas,
maybe Arizona,
Boogie
but...
lives in Vegas.
No, I'm saying who's there with him? That's the biggest thing.
Who's your crowd? Who's watching you? You're gambling, you're drinking, literally all day, all night.
Because he could live in the outskirts of Vegas. There are beautiful cities in the outskirts of Vegas. He could live in the outskirts of Vegas with somebody that's kind of like on top of him. Maybe a mom or an aunt or something like that.
He's not about to do all that.
I don't think so. I feel like he's in the wrong crowd doing what he want to do.
I'm pushing for him.
That's scary.
I just think he can't take his dad seriously when he has those glasses on. Like, him and his girlfriend with them matching glasses kill me. It's like, yeah.
It's so cute. It's not bagel. Like, I know. It's not bagels.
Yeah. I love matching stuff.
Me too.
Me too. Me and my man looking like each other.
I love that. Twinsies.
Is that your man or your brother?
Right.
But I'm not with a feeling low vibe. I'm good.
Right. But I also wonder, because Dane is such a powerful and strong man. You know, in our culture, I'm surprised that he hasn't yanked him up and drug him to a facility, or drug him, you know, physically drug him somewhere. Not drugged, but like, you know.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yoked him up
and forced him into, you know, rehabilitation or something like that. I'm really surprised he hasn't.
Well,
it might backfire on him.
Maybe he has, and we just haven't seen it on TV.
Well, apparently Pep's going to come in and save the day, queen. And she's going to be the one to get him to do that
intervention.
No, I don't think the intervention has anything to do with her. But she said to Brianna, "I'm going to help. I'm going to get Book." And it's I think she felt really, really bad. I think she tried to she was upset, but I think she felt bad when she found out that Dame believed.
Well, he put,
especially that it was that
he
bad.
He put it on her like, "You started this again." Pressure. Like, almost like thing.
But also, Peck is like, they're probably similar and close in age. So he's like, don't you get it? Like, you have a kid too? Like,
their parenting styles are like,
completely they're completely opposites. Yeah. But it's, again, I'm just like, Dame, that is your child. Like, stop.
Do y'all know every episode, Dame walks out?
Of something, yeah.
On this episode, I saw, he said,
dip out.
Yeah, every episode, he walk out.
He said, scene over. Yeah. On this episode, so I'm like,
the first two episodes, I'm tired of talking about this. And I'm like, well, who is he talking to? The producer?
He is executive producer, too, so he's probably like...
His moves have always been kind of swingy, though, because even, like, remember his Breakfast Club interview?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's that type of dude. That's why I'm like, nothing really shocks me with him.
It's hard having EPs work on the show.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Because they think they have that clout. Like, give us a good show.
Thank you.
Or get gone.
He's one of the big names on there too. He draws the crowd, and his name draws them in. You know,
yeah.
Everyone knows Rockefeller and everything he's done.
With Jay and Kanye
has made sure.
I was talking to my neighbor.
This is a panel.
I was talking to my neighbor. Long distance.
I
didn't hear what you said. I'm gonna watch it back later.
We here.
It's cold.
Mm-hmm. You know, people still rock with Rockefeller.
I didn't say that I was going to buy you a Rockaware jacket for Christmas, Jay Lamar. I said that he did a lot.
What was that,
like
20 years ago?
Don't do my fashion. Don't do my fashion. Rockaware was about 20 years
City
ago.
City Trends.
Okay, so don't act like y'all didn't have Rockaware something.
Girl, Rockaware, damn.
Out.
Damn.
Shout out to my mom, who took me to 3 different malls to find this one particular Rockaware coat that Naomi Campbell wore. And
the tracksuits, the drawstring bags. Oh, I had it all.
The baggy jeans with the R on it?
I was more of a baby fat person, though.
So put some respect on Dame's name.
That was a move. Yeah. That was a whole move back in the early thousands.
Yeah.
The early thousands.
Yes. the new millennium.
Well, we thought the world was going to end.
Yes, Y2K.
Those fashions should have ended. It was bad.
They did.
People were creative, though. I feel like everyone looks the same nowadays. So I'm like, you know, back in the day, everyone kind of did their own style.
No, I feel like back in the day, everybody looked the same. We all had tall tees, Aniche, Rockaware,
headbands,
Jabos. Like, we all had, like, the same.
Fubu. Air Force One.
Nautica. Air Force One. Y'all, jersey dresses.
Yes,
jersey
dresses.
I never owned a jersey dress. K-Swiss. K-Swiss. Of my corny self.
I had a K-Swiss in black and white.
Yeah.
K-Swiss was the back to school sneaker.
Every outfit.
I never owned a jersey dress.
Oh, you classy.
because Maya, because Maya in that that Jay-Z video, that's what did it.
Homecoming circa 2004. Me and my homecoming day, I wore like a Philly jersey, and then she wore like a jersey dress.
Yeah,
and it was a hit. Ask the kids about me. Okay,
see, can't tell me nothing.
Okay. So with the fashion though, let's get into our special segment, growing up fashion.
Yes.
Our glowing up fashion, where we pick out one person who we thought stole the whole episode tonight. Their fashion, their look, everything, makeup, head to toe.
Can we get a little drum roll?
Can we get a drum roll here?
Oh. We could do it ourselves.
Brrr.
I don't
run
my nails.
Somebody deleted my drum roll.
It's okay. Yeah, okay. We had our lights tap here.
our producer is setting us up. That's okay.
We can do snaps. I can do a snap.
So I guess I'll go first here. My person I picked was Egypt. When she was sitting down with her mother and she had the whole coming to America wig type of hair going on.
Oh, the Janet. Ponytail with the wig.
They give me hair. Her and her cousin give me hair.
I thought the makeup was on point. I thought she looked good in that moment.
TT gives you hair.
Okay.
We're not good with the bangs.
Jen Lamar, TT gives you hair. Mm-mm. TT has the same hairstyle every episode. She gives you hair.
Listen,
neighbor.
Is it neighbor? Say neighbor.
Turn to your neighbor.
Glowing up fashion.
Am I glowing? I picked Peppa because I was like, she's a MILF. Like, she was looking slim in this outfit, this episode. Her hair.
She's a cougar. She's a cougar.
Cougar. There's nothing wrong with that.
She's a child of God. And her. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
You said she's a child of God.
Yeah. So
where did Jesus come from?
Well, sometimes when people say something negative about somebody, I don't have anything else to say. I just say they're a child of God. Like, that's
what I'm saying. Wow. No, you had some shame earlier.
She's a child of God. And I liked her look. I think it's fresh. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's dressing inappropriate, like, for her age. I think her body looks really good. Okay. I just watched this episode where we saw a little bit more of her, and I liked it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What did you pick?
She's poking.
You already know who I picked.
Snap on bangs.
No! I picked Angela.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. The different looks.
That's so easy to pick Angela.
That's how you look at a home.
Like, you live in it already.
Oh, okay. And Christian Louboutin. You walking through the house, mm-hmm. 26 inches.
Yes.
Making sure the floor ain't getting scuffed up, but you tipping real cute.
Mm-hmm.
Through all 7 bedrooms. Angela tipped from the pool to upstairs to downstairs. That's loved it.
I'm knocking down lamps and everything.
I agree with that. Because everything was slamming. Her the skirt, the color coordination
the
of
skin,
it all.
The skin, makeup. Yes. Everything was on fleek.
She walked in there looking like money.
She did because that on purpose for the Romeo. She knew. That would have been me too.
And she laid across that bed real cute.
Uh-huh. She's like...
Ooh, but that skirt was tight because she was like, I can't bend down to get this.
And it's like, you knew.
When she kind of fell on the bed, like, you've been there, Jamie. Like, yes. Your skirt is mad tight. You're kind of just like, I'm going to just fall over.
Yeah.
I got some jeans like that.
Right? You just got to wiggle, jump.
You just fall down.
A little choreography.
Just mm-hmm. Who's yours?
Yeah, Jamie.
Well, I know we should probably have someone different, but I agree with you. Because, you know, we just over here, we here today.
We here today.
But yeah, Angela, I think
y'all.
She. Hey, how you doing?
How they come to us?
I know. Like, y'all just go.
Hey,
old head.
Hey, exactly.
He's trying to be here.
Right here.
Hey.
He's trying it. That's fine.
This is their last episode. I'm sorry.
This is
thank you for coming on.
Are we about to be taken over? I don't know.
All right, you tell us. Our show.
Exactly. Okay, so Angela.
I said what I said, okay?
And what you said was true.
Exactly. It was facts. Let me know in the comments, too, because Angela, she looked great, especially in the beginning scene where she was doing all the paying homage to Janet, to B, to Aaliyah, if y'all peep this shirt here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, to baby girl.
Yes. Baby girl.
Which we never really saw that Aaliyah look. You know, I'm curious about it.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, thank you.
It's kind of hard to recreate Aaliyah, so I'm okay
thank
with her.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, which also makes y'all get Aaliyah's makeup line for Matt coming later this month. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like she looked great, especially when they were looking at houses. Her makeup looked great. Her hair looked great. Mm-hmm. But she was talking to Romeo, she looked great. Her lip looked great. She looked bomb across the board. So 10, 10, 10.
Yes. What Vanessa?
Oh, dang, how did I forget about her? Okay. Vanessa did that too, though. High
she
key.
Was a blink of my eye. So.
She's glamorous. She's gorgeous.
I mean, overall.
Oh, okay.
Overall.
She has the look.
She has the look.
Yes.
Naturally. Like, you could just tell she's just a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She come up from pasties. So.
BGM?
Did y'all have pasties? Their shoe line?
First of all, I think it's pastry.
Right.
Y'all.
Yeah, it was pastry.
Well, listen, that was the thousands, boo boo. That was the early thousands. I can't remember.
Those expensive shoes. I was like, I'm one of them.
It's pastries. Not pastries. They had on it.
Okay, all right.
It was called pastry, and it was okay.
Well,
they made a coin.
They did.
Because she's looking at multi-million-dollar homes.
True.
Very nice.
Meanwhile, my rent is
okay. So, Felicia, let's get into a little bit of news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What you got for us, girl? I'm ready. I'm sipping.
We didn't see much of her because she ran off. She scurried off when Brianna came, but Christiana.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Christiana has a new single out. She Christiana's new single out. It is called Peaceful Understanding. So you can go to her iTunes and check it out. I checked it out. I think she's a phenomenal singer. She truly has talent.
Like, she's the barge, honey.
Yes. I love that she uses her last name too. Like, she really like has proud of that, even though like, you know, some things happen with the DeBarges.
Right.
Check out Unsung if you don't know the tea. But it was a really good song. You guys should check it out. So it's on iTunes. I'm sure it's free.
And I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too.
I do wish that she'll stop talking about her weight so much. I wish she'll stop. She's very gorgeous.
Just do something about it.
She's gorgeous. I think she's very gorgeous.
I think she's cute. A little extra.
She is. She's beautiful. I get it. It's a confidence thing. You know, it's your body and it's how we feel about our bodies. I mean, I might look at your body and be like, oh my God. Actually, I did. I was like, oh my God, Jamie's body is slamming.
Oh my God, thank
you. But you know, you might see yourself and be like,
I'm gonna stay on this panel. Okay. I'm just so complimentary.
We're still considering it.
Application.
I'm just kidding. Oh, and also we saw Rome's new venture in his vodka, his Sugar Skull vodka.
So
they actually had a launch party for it, and lo and behold, Boogie was there.
Rip.
Christiana was there. Boogie was there. Vanessa was there. I did not see Angela, but I was looking on the snaps or the Insta story. He actually showed love on his page too. But I didn't see him drink. He wasn't near the alcohol. I didn't see anybody that wasn't on there. I mean, obviously he probably be smart enough not to do that. Right. But that's not on there. But I want to get back to your all news and gossip too, because you spilled a little tea over here about Pep.
Yes.
See, I forgot about that because that happened prior to the show's premiere, but that is actually still an ongoing situation.
So, yeah, according to, our social media Bible.
Facts.
Yes.
Instagram.
Yes.
Chapter Shade Room.
Okay.
Verse 7.
All right.
It was reported that Pep, I think it was about probably like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That Pep she's in a relationship with her bodyguard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her bodyguard's wife.
Okay.
Put up a post basically, we were all friends.
Yeah.
Ooh. And you stole my husband.
I peeped. I saw
so
that.
So shady. Wow.
So
that's Pep so shady.
Is out here stealing men.
I saw
Pep, what
that.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
What's going on?
So I saw that and I guess read
Cougar,
the caption
but Cougar's
too.
Attack.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Cougars attack.
Yeah.
What they want.
I read the caption too, and what they said was that actually his wife was pregnant at the time they started their affair.
Yes.
And he did not want her to have the baby that she had.
Yeah, and she ended up having the baby.
And then went on social media and saw Pep parading her husband around, and that's kind of the confirmation, and she kind of knew, and now it's out there, and then she went off. And I mean, it's crazy because her profile, they seem very low-key as people. Like, they're not, like, I don't think they're in the industry. Like, she actually, the wife is actually, like, a television host. Like, like a reporter, a news reporter at one point.
Come to the show.
And, yes.
We got a seat for you at our table.
Yes.
We got about 5. Come on.
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
But she was just very upset. Like, you stole my man.
You
act like we were friends, and we weren't friends.
I would be salty too, though. Like, do y'all feel like that's like a celebrity thing or like a regular schmegler thing too? Because there's so many celebrity couples that you hear about that where someone is married. Mm-hmm. I can name about 3 right now.
Hide your kids, hide your wives, hide your husbands, because they will steal them all up from you. Take your whole
family. They'll get snatched up too.
Well, I think that in our generation period or in this day and age, I feel like people allow their spouses to have so much free time. Or, like have so much access and stuff like that to other people. And it was like, okay, well, how many nights did he tell his wife, you know what, Pep has me working late. So I'm not going to make it home. Pep's going to get me a hotel.
That's true. That would make me sick. Oh, my gosh.
Pep ain't give you nothing. I'm coming to pick you up. Pep going
to
get us
Pep, explain there. Yourself. Come to the show.
At the same time, though, Pep didn't stand up there and make a vow. Pep did not make a promise. Pep did not make a baby. And you are responsible for what you say you're going to do. Pep never said she was going to do anything. Is it foul? Yeah, it's messed up. It's not nice. And it's not pretty.
But you're my friend.
But you also reap what you sow.
But not everybody's your friend.
You're my fake friend.
That's why you got to really watch who your friends are. People keep calling them friends.
Don't talk about
your
relationship with anybody. Yes. Good, bad, ugly, whatever. Guess what? Everything is fine and copacetic. We have a very boring life. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, everything's all right. And I know I'm not letting his hand go. It's my hand. You let his hand go, Pep, pick it up. Pep can't come around, my man. Okay.
And also, Mary J. Blige situation. So we know Mary J. Blige is divorcing her husband / manager over a decade. Mm-hmm.
The divorce is final.
Yes.
It finally got filed last month.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good
so
for her.
Do you know, what the amount was that she had to get? But Mary J. Blige, no shade or anything, but she is actually in a lot of debt. And got into debt making Mudbound, which you know she earned a nomination for that for outstanding supporting actress. So she did a great job and it was worth it. But it's, I feel like she kind of did it like, I'm going to take this role. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not going to be torn. I'm not going to be making as much money. Maybe they won't take as much money from me.
The courts don't care.
They sure don't.
And you know what? He was her manager, so I'm sure he had access to like every, he knows what where she had everything hidden and stuff like that.
I think she was too trusting. Like, even if he is your manager, like, you read the signs, you
was
guys.
He getting,
like,
what was he getting? 6 figures a month?
He was getting a lot of money. I don't even know the exact number. It was a lot.
And then, the breakdown was take care of his parents, take care of his traveling,
his grown kids,
his food, his kids.
That his livelihood was Mary from the beginning, and if Mary pulls out from him, then he has nothing. And that's a long... He sounds like an older Sam.
It just makes me sad. Remember when they got together, like, what was it, like 2007? And she had Just Fine. Just Fine.
I mean, the album was amazing.
I tried to hit the note. It's the T, y'all.
But I am still wondering, is Mary J. Blige paying Brianna's rent?
That was a good one. Something tells me
no, because she said to Pep, well, if you want to help win the lottery, I got a couple bills.
And
utility bills
from her.
The rent, renter's insurance,
especially LA rent.
Oh my goodness.
Who's saying that?
From her current looks this season, I would say that she's not receiving any financial support from anybody but herself.
Oh, she'll never receive the look of the show. Yeah, she will never.
It just made me laugh when she said that her face was getting hot and her weave was going to melt off and then was like, oh no, wait, this is actually my hair. And I was like,
it looked like a weave.
Yeah, that's not her hair.
Like, how did you confess to the crime and then recant?
Right.
It's not bad if it is a weave. It's nothing wrong with a weave.
Right.
Weaving on
off. I have two words. Edge control.
Okay.
Next topic.
Well, real quick, y'all.
Is yours about to fall off?
No, it's not.
That's on her. She said, don't play.
Shady boo. Let's get some predictions going just real quick. Oh, shady boo. Now, you're After Buzz TV. All right. So, I guess I'll kick it off here. I finally see Romeo and Angela taking it seriously. They will start dating next episode. We saw the whole little... WeTV is trying to get us to think that they're going to start it, kick it off. And now, Felicia...
Keep going, sorry.
I'm giving this side eye.
They're finally going to take their steps. It's going to be serious now.
Next episode.
Next episode, they'll be like, listen, we stop with the games. Let's see if this actually works.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer. Okay. My prediction. Next week.
Are you trying to convince us or yourself?
That's a good one.
I see it. I can kind of see it,
but I don't know about next episode. Again, I feel like because they're best friends, like, you're going to start catching feelings for your best
friend. They're not best friends. They're just friends.
I'll say next season.
You think so?
Because best friends are, talk every day, consistently. They said in this episode, when we are not talking, it's cool. We get back together. It's like nothing ever happened. True. So I wouldn't assume that they are best friends. Maybe
best
close.
Best friends could be like that. You know, I only speak my best friend every day, but, you know.
Right.
What, haters like you against them? They just can't make it.
Call me a hater?
Haters like you.
I'm not a hater. I just don't think that they're going to end up being in a relationship together at any
point.
I know for a fact it's not going to last long.
Definitely not going to last. And I don't want Angela.
You want Romeo?
I don't.
Two conversations ago.
No, you can think someone looks good and not want to be with them.
Kia, I don't need a girlfriend. What was that song?
We were just singing it. Yo, oh my gosh, y'all are crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Skip me. Go ahead, Jim.
Jay Lamar, who are your predictions next
My
week?
Prediction is that Angela is going to slay the girls. All Orlando trip. At the game. Shopping.
Oh, that's a given.
Yeah. That's my prediction. Yeah.
Y'all are so generous. Okay.
Friend. Neighbor.
The
tables have turned.
She said for this episode. I just don't want us to get too, caught up, you know. It's too soon.
I'm sorry. I'm just stating facts. Facts.
Okay. All right. We'll see next episode. My predictions for Boogie. For Boogie, I definitely feel like there's going to be some drama, even more drama. Yeah. I feel like we might even catch a glimpse of it on camera. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just pray for him. I'm going to pray for you. Get the oil, get the sage, and you'll be fine. But I think it's just
it's going to be a lot.
And I think that Brianna's going to tear that Jamaican party up. Blah, blah, blah.
Booyaka, booyaka.
Yeah, she's going to tear it up. Because once she confronts Sam about that, saying that he wants her, that whole thing, that was crazy.
Yeah, bomba glass.
And she was like, I need to talk to you, 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 and you. I said, oh, well, get everybody in there.
She's
room.
About her business.
You know what we call that? We call that gathering.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Gather the kids. Gather them up.
Come on in.
Come on
so
in.
So there's going to be a gathering.
Yes.
And then it might be like a murder homicide.
It is going to be like a lineup, one by one. Who won it first?
It's going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. It's going to end up being about Romeo, my guess.
Yeah.
Wait,
as it always
Romeo.
Is.
Romeo.
Come on
once
in.
Once he gets that lineup, you know, I could, yeah.
I'm here for.
Once he get lineup.
The haircut. I'm like, what's going on, hun? You following Jay-Z? Like, it's just, I'm really confused.
We don't have time for that. There's nothing wrong with his hair.
Okay.
Well, that is okay. It for our shady boo.
He has kept the shades on, but love you. Love you, Romeo.
There's a lot of people on the cast need their hair dead.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Thank you guys for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV, our after show for Growing Up Hip Hop. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third. Felicia Michelle, where can we find you?
Hey, what's up, it's Felicia Michelle. You find me at It's Felicia Michelle. And of course, every Monday at 7 o'clock, I do the Housewives of Potomac after show.
Yes, and Jay Lamar. You can find me at I Am Jay Lamar on all social media platforms.
Okay, hey y'all, it's Jamie Gray. You can find me at Jamie Gray, J-A-I-M-I. You can also find me reviewing Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood if you're a nerd. You can also find me on Pose FX every Sunday at 8 p.m., so make sure you check it out.
Yes, everybody. And, of course, leave those comments in the iTunes reviews. Of course, we look at that. And leave the comments down below. We want to know who's your Glowing Up Fashion, who you got. Like, let us know, baby. Alrighty, tune in next week, and we will see you guys later.
Deuces.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.